Hello and happy new year. It's about 20 minutes to midnight and I'm at a party drinking various cocktails. At the moment I've been specially prepared a mojito which looks less like a mojito than many things I've seen in my life. It's got bits of, well, lots of lime, lots of greenery mint, which is all present and correct, but pomegranate seeds as well, which is quite exciting. I was just thinking about the hashtag that's been going around on Twitter earlier, the 10 years ago. And 10 years ago, I was on my way to a party at my friend Armin's house, and 10 years forward, I'm at a party at Armin's house. So things don't seem to have changed that much, although that party, we were dragged out because it was a millennium. It was decided a good idea to go out and see the fireworks by the London Eye, which actually turned out to be a hideous idea because I got so squished in a crowd that I fainted, took all my warm clothes off, somebody dropped them all in the mud. I then realised it was very cold, tried to put them on and couldn't because they were all soaked with mud and water, which was hideous. And it was probably one of my worst nights of my life. This evening, though, seems to be going a lot better. As I said, I've got a mojito, we've got various bottles of bubbly chilling on the balcony, and everyone's having a good time, which is marvellous and lovely. And I've just checked my mobile phone. I've got four new messages, and one of them is from my wonderful granny, and let's see what she says. Happy New Year, dear Kate. I'm off to bed now. Love, Granny. And that was at 25 past 10. Okay, well, fair enough. She's 87. She doesn't necessarily need to see in the new year in the same way that we are. But good to hear from her, nonetheless. I'm wittering, so I'm going to stop that right now, and I will pause this, and when it gets to champagne time, I shall press go again, and hopefully you'll hear our corks and our countdown, and then I'll publish it. Okay, happy new year, everybody. Let's hope that 2010 is as exciting as 2009 has been. It started with me deciding that I was going to change lots of things, and I did. I quit my job. I quit a relationship. I buggered off to Washington. I saw Obama got inaugurated. I got myself a job. Did the Save Our Sounds project. We won an award. I met lots of exciting new people on Twitter. I've been to Florida, I've been to Canada, I've been, yeah, all over the place, having a marvellous time of it all, and thank you to anybody I've met along the way, and thank you to Audioboo, which I also discovered in 2009. May 2010 be a good year for you as well. Alright, signing off for now. So apparently we're opening champagne before midnight, so that everybody has a glass of champagne, so here's the sound of a champagne. Such a good noise! Oh, here we go. More champagne's being opened. I love this noise.
You ready?
You can get a running commentary if you want.
No, that's all I need. No words are required.
Don't do that again. Nice.
Beautifully done. It's descended into chaos here. Half of the room are already celebrating New Year's, even though it's 5 minutes too early. It's madness. Complete madness. But quite fun all the same.
Spotify doesn't have the countdown on it.
We've now deferred to online TV, which says we've got 55 seconds to go. This could be the dullest 55 seconds of audio you've ever listened to in your life.
In the meantime, let's just have a flashback at some memories from 2009. Do you remember that time that thing happened? There was a bloke and what?
I wanted to say that we should just take a moment to remember Tony Hart, who died in 2009. He was a good friend. That's my moment. And that's Big Ben.
That's Big Ben.
8, 7, 6, 5.